out by saying, I'm an ally of masculinity. Men, you deserve to be heard. Ladies, I'm here for you too. I can't have y'all out there yelling, I hate you, Tyrone, from the front porch. Okay,
you know it's about that time to give you what's on their mind. I know you think he's fine, but I don't want you going in blind. Dropping you all that info, cause you got a brain like an info. You already know what we're here for. I drew him in with my sexy walk, then I hit him up with my dirty talk. I drew him in with my sexy walk, then I hit him up with my dirty talk.
Dirty Talk Podcast.
Thank you guys for joining me again for another week. It's your favorite mermaid, Angel San. I want to take a moment to remind you guys I have a fabulous book out there on Amazon called Release Me. You should check it out, full of wonderful scenes and a very, very unexpected story. So go check me out, read it. It's free for anyone who has Kindle Direct. And maybe if you listen, you'll learn about a giveaway coming up soon. So with that being said, we're going to dive right into our show today, and it is a beautiful show. It's called That Dirty Mouth, D-U-R-T-Y, She Do It With Two Hands. And I have some great guests back. We had fun time laughing and all that other good stuff, and it's my lovely friends, Els, Falco, and Rain. I'm going to give them a moment for those of you who didn't listen to their previous episode to introduce themselves.
Y'all know what this is. No, I'm playing. I go by the name of Els Falco. You can follow me on Instagram. Search my music on all platforms. And there go my brother. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Rain Banquo. Rain Banquo, all platforms, all streaming. Check out all my media. YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Deezer. I don't even know what that is, but it's something pronounced that way. Let's get it.
How do you spell Banquo?
B-A-N-Q-U-O.
See, people say things and you expect that someone is going to inherently know how to spell it. You have to help them out. Help them find you.
L-Z-F-A-L-C-O.
Look at you. You pick up fast.
Yeah.
Right? So, That Dirty Mouth, I'm sure you guys have a general idea of what that is, but the fact that she can do it with two hands, that means it's fire. So the question we have asked is, would you prefer her being cute when she's given head or that sloppy toppy? Which one is it?
For 500, I'm going to let Rain answer first.
All right. I'm a complex kind of dude. Is this like a one-night stand? Is this actual girlfriend? Where are we at with this?
When you're getting head, sir.
Okay.
Sir.
Would you prefer her looking cute?
Right.
Or sloppy toppy? Do you want tears running down her eyes? Do you want that saliva from her gagging, from deep throating you so good as she continues to take you inch by inch by inch down the back of her throat?
Turn up.
So what is it?
All right, for 500, Alex, I'm going to go for looking cute. Els is a sloppy kind of dude. He might like that.
I'm doing it for all the dark skins out there.
So how do you like it?
She can go ahead and sloppy toppy, but she can look cute while doing it too.
Really? How do girls look cute when they're choking?
Because that's like one thing, you know, for her, she'd be like, and then she'd take it out and she'd look at you and she'd be like, baby. And he'd be like, yeah. And he'd be like, let's go. And then she'd do it again. There you go. Say you just got to know what you're doing. It's not like a one-time thing. So eventually she's going to look cute.
He said, baby. Y'all.
She's going to wipe it down. She'd be like, this is you. You know
that? Wait, hold on.
This is you.
This man took his hand and wiped his whole face from his forehead down to and then held his hand up and said, this is you. So I'm imagining that slobber. Or is that?
Yep, that's slobber. That she'd be like, this is all of that. She'd be like, I'm going to use it.
Wipe me down.
Hey, man. Girls out here nasty.
Oh, so would you like it? Would you like to come in a girl's mouth and have her spit it back on your dick and then keep sucking it?
That is A-okay.
Are you with that, Rain?
Yeah.
So you do like sloppy toppy.
Got him. hit the Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that girl.
So.
Okay.
That's too much evidence.
too much.
I feel like everybody likes sloppy toppy, and there's a time to be cute. I'm gonna be honest, man. Most dudes just probably like, hey, they really don't care at the end of the day. But like, if she gonna be sloppy, they gonna be like, even if it's bad head, I'm gonna take it. But, even if it's bad head, I'm gonna take it. But if it's good,
so look, with that, let's go ahead and go to the data. Els, you're on track. It's overwhelmingly sloppy toppy.
Yeah.
But 5% of the guys said that she had to be cute, and they were kind of vocal about it.
Like, what do you mean she had to be cute?
Like, basically, they didn't, they wanted
girl,
her.
Did you just spit on me?
Basically, he's like, I don't want her saliva running down my balls and on my thighs. He's like, you know, she could keep that in her mouth. It's her spit.
Listen, I don't trust this guy because I feel like if I asked the questions, I'd have been like, what if it was her bed? He'd be like, let's go.
Her car.
You'd be like, oh, if I gotta clean my own bed, then maybe, I don't know. Oh, it's her bed? Oh, let's do it.
He was like, yeah, he didn't like that. He's like, her spit belongs in her mouth. And I was like, but some of her spit is going to get on you. He's like, yeah, then I'm gonna put my dick in her vagina. So I'm giving her back her spit. It was really weird. It was like a whole big, like, circle.
What do you mean? What did he look like?
What did he look like? He, like a man? I don't know. Was he muscular? No, he wasn't muscular.
Was this a guy that you would talk to?
No, he's not a guy that I would talk to.
Well, now he knows. Like, damn.
Was he Terry Crews?
I'm not coming back. Fuck that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, Terry Crews, I recently saw an image of his body. And
on social media, right?
Yeah,
they've been making fun of him. He was all glistening. They say he looked like some milk dud or something.
Yeah, but no. But yeah, if you look at his side, like it was like it looked like there was two weird muscles bulging out on this. Like it wasn't normal. So he's definitely shredded. He probably is only 5% body fat. I don't even know if that's whatever. He is shredded, and I don't even know if 5% is really achievable. But either way, he's totally shredded, minimal body fat, but there's these two bulging ripple things on the side, and then someone had a piece of chocolate that melted it was a Tootsie Roll, and they're like, hey, this is what Terry Crews' body looks like, and I identified because that picture was traumatizing.
So, do you like fit or fluffy?
I love fit.
You love fit?
I do.
What about in between?
Big nigga lift you up. Big nigga lift you up.
Like, look, all right, in a suit, but you got a little
butt. But like that too. Look, that too. If I love somebody, I'm gonna be on with them no matter what their physical journey is.
But when you first got with him, he was fit. She'd be like, maybe he had to trick me. He was talking about I bench 250. Now he don't bench a goddamn thing.
I prefer somebody to be smart over being fit, but I do like a fit body. Intellect is the biggest turn on. Like, if you're smarter than me, if you can make me feel stupid, oh, okay.
I'm coming to the club next time with my IQ on my shirt. She's going to be like, oh, that's your IQ? I can type at such and such, just in case.
I can type. I type 150 words per minute.
I'm going to go out on a limb, a little sidebar.
Okay.
All right, so me, when I hit 30, it's the worst shape. I'm 33 now. It's the worst shape I ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the most like suitors I've ever got. Age play a big role in men. I can go up and I can go down on my dating range.
So are you, when you said the most, you said suitors?
Yeah, meaning like,
but
was
he was also the most,
like chicks 23.
He used to be more fit.
Oh, so this is the thing. So you, even though I said I prefer a fit body, like statistically women prefer a dad bod because it is some sort of semblance that he is willing to commit, that he's not out there trying to peacock and attract. So you know what? Previously on your other show, you said, don't go for the Beyonce, right? Go for Kelly or Michelle, which I feel like is an unjustified diss. I just want to put that out there, but
who are you dissing?
He's dissing them, saying that they're not as good as...
Like, that's why I said, why are you doing that to Kelly like that? I'm Kelly rolling on charge.
I'm trying to tell you Kelly is better. You took it the opposite way that I meant to present it.
It was numbers. You said don't go after the leader of the group.
He said don't go for tens. That's what you said.
Don't go for the leader of the group that think they are hot stuff. Is that better?
Don't go for a girl who thinks she's hot. So that doesn't matter. That could be anybody. Like, if a girl is conceited or has a stinky attitude,
girls think they hot.
That is not true. All girls do not think that they're hot.
I just wanted to see the reaction.
But the
she said, oh.
The one that thinks she hot, the hotter of the group.
Mm-hmm.
The one that usually gets talked to the most, and you know she gets talked to the most because you can clearly see why. But there's always other girls. You know, usually they're smart. They don't hang with girls that are all trash.
They look good too, but it's just that they with this one tonight. Why this one's
so
getting all the attention.
So she's shining real yeah, bright, and then they're not
they
shining at all.
But
either way, girls go for guys who make them feel
dudes?
Comfortable. Security, feeling comfortable, I can trust you. All those things are attractive to women, and it could come in anybody.
Let me give you an example, though. For dudes, right? A lot of my friends are taller than me.
I like that shirt.
I'm 5'9". I got boys 6'2". Tall as Dante.
6'9".
Tekashi. These niggas, I'm fucking Kelly and Michelle. If I'm not with them, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, man, we all got our strengths. You just got to suit your strength.
Yeah. You have to pick
your strength.
I'm the
dance guy.
I love your dancing. It is really, really great. I'm going to try to pretend like I can keep up with it. You're going to teach me a dance, and I'm going to wreck it, and you're going to do it well. It's going to be great.
Being the dance guy is sometimes a double-edged sword, but that's another conversation.
Yeah, it is another conversation. We'll hold it. We'll table it. But back to the show at hand, which we have kind of left.
Yeah.
And that's back to the sucking dick. That's what we're supposed to be talking about.
Yeah.
Getting
your dick sucked. That sloppy toppy.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. I don't have a dick, so.
Yeah, I'm just fooling. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm glad that you clarified that. Mm-hmm. That you didn't want to suck
and,
in.
He ain't going back to jail.
He ain't co-signing. Letting these trees get on your knees.
I know you like to get wet.
But I have one question. Why do you think that the guys, outside of you saying that guys just wanted head in general, why do you think that sloppy is the preferred method?
Okay, couple of reasons. First, you want somebody to feel comfortable. You ever see somebody like eat? So
when I hate
ass.
Okay, no, just eat regular food. Okay. So when someone eats food and they're not comfortable around you, they eat it like real carefully. Like, I seen a girl cut a burger before and just fork it. Like, she was just nervous as shit. Yes, exactly. So, if you get around somebody and they eating some wings, like, you know when somebody comfortable. Like, they eating the fuck out the wings. The bone is down to the bone and everything.
So, there's no appropriate, clean way to eat wings.
So, no.
Yes, there is. You can
there
cut
is,
a wing.
There is, but it's a whole idea of enthusiasm. Like, some people just eat. And then some people, you know, they tearing it up. Like, it's different. So, when it comes to heads, like, you know, you've been there. You probably got some head. And you got some head. You're like, damn. This person was going ham. Like, she really looks like she enjoyed what she was doing. I don't know if she even knew it was pleasuring me, but she enjoyed doing whatever she was doing. Yeah. And that brought a little bit of pleasure as an extra thing.
Would that make you wife up a girl? Like, she gave you head so good, you're like, you know what? I'm never leaving.
So, I'm going to tell you why men are bad. You can meet somebody that gives you great sex, and that might make you long-term her. But what really makes you wife her is decent sex and her also being in a decent situation.
Meaning that she just got her income tax check.
You can get oh, God. Nah, see, he probably just going to wife her for some time then.
Refund.
But no. All right, so say, I don't know, you want a girl that's maybe lives close to you, decent job, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. And then the good sex. And I'm like, all right, it's probably worth the candidate for you. She got like your ideal situation. It's kind of like girls. Like girls do this where y'all might have a guy and you like him and he gives you good sex, but he's broke. And you'd be like, oh, he's not ambitious or nothing, yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. But then again, you got some guy and he's a little more, you know, stable, decent job. But his sex ain't on the broke guy, so now you juggling two guys. And then you want some other dude to come in your life, and, you know, y'all be on Tinder, be like, swipe. I don't want to, and then this is the thing. I know you guys think this, because I can't be the only person in the world that thinks this. You swipe, and you're like, if I already have such and such, or I know I could get such and such, this person has to look like a better candidate than them. So you set your own little standards. So now you're like, nope, you're not enough. You're not enough.
Want me to tell you something? Mm-hmm. I've never used a social dating app.
You have to.
Why?
You don't have to. She's a girl. She's cute. People are already coming up to her. She's going to the right places. I don't know if you're going to find the right man, but you're going to the right places.
All
right. You can still find a good guy in the club. I'm sure every guy right now that's been on this show can admit to that.
So, look. My parents met in a nightclub.
All right, cool.
They were married for 22 years.
That's good. Great time.
Divorce. Mm-hmm.
22 years is a strong run. If I can get a 22 years, I'm all right. I'm going to be mad that this shit didn't work out, because I feel like you really need marriage more when you're older.
Yes. Someone to care for you. You left me
when I really needed you.
You know what? That's when you're going to get the best head, because she won't have teeth anymore.
You think so?
I had a friend. He got divorced in his 60s.
Oh,
that's
killer. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hopefully, he had a great 401k to put himself in a nice little senior facility.
But it probably just got cut in half at 60. He thought, you have such and such policy.
Yeah. And actually, the 401k, it automatically goes to your spouse and. You can't take them off as beneficiary without their permission.
Yeah, you can't even get a loan on it without them signing.
There it is.
How crazy that is. Y'all can't just be marrying anybody.
And that's right. You can't just marry anyone. You have to be very, very, very careful.
And that's why you can get spanked, because if not, she's going to take your money.
We're not even talking about spanking. We're talking about giving head. It's sloppy topic, but we're not anymore. So that's why we're going to run on to Myrtle's. I've already asked you guys this question, and that is describing your ideal woman physically and what attributes she needed to have. So you talked about having a girl in an ideal situation. What is an ideal situation for you, for a woman to be in, for you to think like, hey, this is a worthy candidate? What's that situation?
Okay. So I'm young. I don't have kids.
How old are you, young man?
27. I don't know if that's young for everybody, but I feel like that's young in the world.
It's young enough. Keep going.
So I don't have kids. So if it had to be a range, I would like someone to have no kid to possibly one. And the thing about possibly one is the person that has possibly one, it's tougher for them. They'd probably have to show me more. I would need them to kind of show me they're making more time for me. Vice versa, if the person doesn't have a kid, I would expect for them to be making time for me.
Mm-hmm. That makes plenty of sense. Shout out to all the single mothers out there. It's hard for you.
Shout out to the single mothers. Because
this is how this man, look at these men judging.
It's not judging. It's like this. You want a relationship, and I want a relationship, and I want to be there, but I want to do things with you. Like, everyone talks about going on these dates, building and growing, and I'm like, all that is time. Time is the most valuable thing you can give somebody. Like, if all you wanted was gifts and I could do things, then I would just be giving you money, and that's not logical for a smart person. Mm-hmm. So I want time, too. I don't want to just take you on a date. I want to sit there. I want to have the conversations. I want to talk. I want to go on vacations.
Get in his DM.
So
down.
He's with a word. He's speaking a word.
So I'm just saying, like, you know, if you want the time, I want the time, and we can spend the time doing something fun. The only reason why the single girl seems better, because I know they would have more of the time. You got the kid, then, you know, let's say we're serious. I got to start thinking of how I'm going to help manage the kid. Like, you might need him to pick him up sometimes. We're doing all this. So then our relationship becomes that. Then also, if you have a kid, I would eventually want a kid too. Do you want another kid?
Of course.
Some girls do. Some girls want to stop at one.
Most girls do. Let me chime in on this. I've been through every situation of females you can think about dating.
Goodness, how many girls you been with?
If ladies have kids, they always want more with you if they feeling you. That's number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Always.
That's true. That is true. And that's how do you think that rapper man has like 7 baby mamas?
Everybody.
Did you see Lil Boosie's interview? Oh yeah. My gosh. Yeah. He said, they like, so how do you feel about your kids? He said, well, you know, I would keep my same kids, but probably less baby mothers. He said, you know, I wish I would have just skeeted and dumped them the same way.
Very true.
Wipe me down. All right.
Oh, God. Oh, no. But I understand. Right. And that's where I'm at. Like, I feel like everybody's going to have that attachment to the first kid and the first father. Even if you hate him, you're always going to think about him. That person's going to be the bar of how you think of men. It's a lot of things.
Not
that
first baby daddy.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that it does. You're judged by him, too. Yeah. Like, everybody try to act like, oh, don't judge me. People are judging you. People always judge you. They will always be judged. You live. As long as you live, you're going to be judged by another human.
But look, all right, so he was touching on single ladies with kids. In my experience, they are more practical and realistic in relationship and expectations. They don't want this $50,000 wedding and all this crazy things. They are more practical, bro. They trying to live their best life and find somebody willing to settle down with them that they enjoy their
and
company.
If you bad and you got a kid, be safe. Because I heard these dudes out here trying to trap y'all too.
What?
Yes, man. Dudes just out. If you bad, they be like, well, she already got a kid. You can have another one. How am I, baby?
Oh, you mean like they're poking holes in their own condoms?
Shit. I don't know. I don't think they doing that bad. They want you to know it's there so they you know.
My gosh. I can't imagine.
I don't think they poking holes. I don't know who pokes holes in condoms. I don't.
I heard that that's a thing. So when I was young,
yeah, it's been a thing for years, but I don't know.
My mom was like, "If you have sex, you better not be having sex. But if you have sex, you use your own condom."
I just feel like
guys are poking holes in them. I was like, "What?"
Any guy that pokes a hole, listen,
I don't want to get AIDS. That's all I was thinking.
Listen, most people or most dudes would probably, if they was trapping, I'm sure they would just take it off, and then you'd be all euphoria and whatever. I don't know any guy poking the holes unless they serial killers. Because think about it. Think about it. You in the act, she'd be like, all right, so you think you're going to do it? You got a condom? He'd be like, oh, shit. Look, he forget. He just be like, oh, I was supposed to poke the hole. Dudes ain't smart. They're not organized.
I was supposed to.
He's going to leave.
Dudes aren't organized. Do you have a different ideal situation, Rain?
What do you mean?
Like, so he talked about, like, a woman having good sex, but they also should have a ideal situation. Like, so I'm wondering, because Mertels, I'm not going to ask you guys to give that to me again. You already have. But what is the type of setup or ideal situation you would like a woman to be in if you were going to become serious with them?
I'm
going
to piggyback off of what he was saying. I think he also needed to add to the effect, like, a woman can take care of themselves without the help of you. So,
yeah, ideal situation is broad. It's different depending upon the guy. Go ahead, express yourself, brother.
Okay, my brother. You like bean pie?
I think he's dying.
But yeah, I think he was going towards that line. Like, all right, I got something for you. When I take a lady on first date, I'm always gonna pay, always. But I look for you when the check comes. What's your reaction? So if you said, oh, I got the tip, or you reaching or whatever, I like that. I'm not going to make you pay, but I kind of look for it. If I see you just chilling, like, oh, like, all right, I see where this is. It.
Hey, check come up. I'm going to use the bathroom. I'm gone.
Well, to be honest, I'm not going to grab the check to pay for the.
No.
You like
you going to pay for the tip?
No.
She said no.
No, I'm going Dutch. Oh. Like, that's my standard first
date. I'd be like, oh, she taking it? She taking it slow.
You're going to allow me to pay,
yeah,
though, right?
And that's exactly it.
No.
You're going to allow me to pay, right?
She's not going to allow you to play. She's taking it Dutch because she wants to let you know you ain't getting nothing, you don't deserve nothing, and I'm going to take my time. I put my money in and my time just like you did.
You sound like Boys in the Hood. Your daddy ain't shit.
Look,
you
ain't going to be shit. Exactly.
No, but, that's 5 heartbeats. Isn't it? No. Nah, he's like, you'll never be a better man than me. That's a 5 heartbeat.
But it's a power move.
No. He said, you ain't shit, cause I ain't shit. Oh, and then the mom said, you can at least act like you love the boy. I do love that boy. I just want him to be a better man than me. And you know what happened to Eddie King?
Eddie King. Eddie Kane was on that rock.
He came back. He was in the church.
He was in church, still cussing, talking about, I'm having the darndest time.
Nights like this, raindrops will fall.
I'm sorry, guys. I know I take you guys on a tangent, but that's
okay.
Why I'm your mermaid, right? It's
they
okay.
Can laugh, too.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun with it. So that was the thing. So last time, these guys gave men a word. They gave them their advice. And I feel like just this time, going through the Mertels gave everybody a little bit something to think about, which I greatly appreciate. It's another week with no letters. Send in letters, guys, so that we can get them to give you advice. But actually, I'm going to take a quick break right here, and we are going to come back with them answering a question from the streets. 1 second.
Hey guys, I just wanted to take this quick break to talk to you about a wonderful business that I've been going to for the past 6 years called Fantasy Med Spa. And one service I want to focus on in particular is their pain-free laser hair removal. Yes, I said it, pain-free. And this is for all skin tones. You know I'm a melanated mermaid, so this works amazing on us brown skins too. You want to go check them out. They offer a host of services like Botox, permanent makeup, teeth whitening. They are amazing. The business is owned by nurses and licensed estheticians. They're going to take care of you, and you're going to get natural lashes if you're interested that look great. Not like bat wings hanging off your eyes, girls. So please go visit these beautiful women. I love them so much. They always take great care of me. If you're in the Metro Atlanta area, they were voted number one spa and tanning salon in Gwinnett County. Let them know that the Dirty Mermaid sent you. The link is going to be in the show description, and it will also be on my page. Thank you for listening, and let them know the Dirty Mermaid sent you.
All right. Thank you for that wonderful quick break. So the question that we have,
Meet.
Whoa. This is not a Roadrunner question, but the question we have coming in from the streets is this. Do guys care about a woman wearing makeup and having her nails and feet done? Is that something that matters to guys?
I'm going to let him give you your answer, then I'm going to give you my answer. Don't express on your answer. No. Just say like a one-sentence answer, then I'm going to say mine, then we're going to come back.
Basically, he's saying the difference between light skin and dark skin.
I ain't saying nothing because I'm about to wow you. You're going to be like, oh, go ahead. So say your answer.
Okay. This is my personal seeing and being a rich young nigga.
Ew. All
right. Some ladies do need it.
Need what? Their nails done?
Nah, the makeup. Oh. you go out, she looking shiny at night, and then you might wake up with silk, and she donut. Became the shocker.
Okay. So my answer is, most guys, when they're looking for that actual relationship, would prefer natural. But natural. If you do wear makeup, it's really not that bad. You just got to be on it. And when I say this, imagine you are a girl that wears makeup, and your guy got you like that. And y'all put together, you know, for years, and you just stop wearing makeup. You're going to think something wrong. The moment you start trying to wear makeup 5 days out of the week, she must have found somebody, brother. So,
Man, I'm not really into that makeup thing. Like, I like to wear white tees.
You don't want
you
the makeup
me,
on?
It's a wrap. I can't get another wear out of it.
I would prefer you just didn't wear makeup, and then if you did wear makeup, some eyeshadow or whatever, like some little simple stuff is fine. You ain't gotta get caked. Yeah, you ain't gotta get caked up.
When I was young, I used to wear a ton of makeup.
Why?
Well, I was trying
to the grocery store.
I was trying to cover up my freckles.
Why?
Because I hate them.
The freckles aren't style now.
Look, I was actually talking to my friend about that the other day, but I used to try to cover up my freckles.
Everybody likes for people to be themselves.
Yeah.
So how you look is also in your personality, too.
I know. I show my freckles now.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
No, it's fine. Like, everybody was young, hurt, insecure. I was just listening to somebody the other day, and it was like, I thought I was ugly, even though I was getting women. I was ugly. Like, that's what the guy was saying. He was like, I just didn't feel beautiful until someone else showed that I smiled.
Another dude said that to another dude?
That's kind of not how it went.
You got a G-check a G.
Well, listen, man.
We're done. We're not even going to go any further because I can see this conversation going way off track. Thank you guys, as always, for taking a dive into my ocean. And by the way, I currently love my freckles. Talk to you guys next week.
Dirty Talk Podcast. 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 Podcast.
Podcast. So do you like if they look cute while they're getting head or sloppy toppy?
That's a good one. It's like the prettier you are, the better it is, the more ratchet you get. Like if you could get a real innocent looking one to just go, you know, get all ratchet with it, that's, but if she's already ratchet and she's going ratchet and she's acting all, you know, it's a little much.
It can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Would you prefer for them to look cute while giving head or that sloppy toppy?
Shit, I need that sloppy toppy. I need you to be invested in that motherfucking look me in the eyes. Motherfucking talk to me with the dick in the mouth. Yeah, I'm fucking with it. Don't be trying to be cute. Fuck all that.
So, do you like her to look cute while she's giving head or do you like that sloppy toppy?
Man, I would say the hell with being cute. Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
You can look cute when we go out. I like head wrap. No makeup.
Combine it on.
It's a big t-shirt.
Do you prefer if your girl looks cute while she's sucking you off or you like that sloppy toppy?
That's a hard question for me. I'm not a head guy. I know that's kind of crazy.
I'm really intrigued.
Yeah, I'm not a head guy like that. So it really don't. I really don't even do head like that. I really don't, for real.
Hey, it
I'm
is.
I'm just
what
honest.
It is. No, that's what I need is honesty. Okay, do you like it if a girl looks cute while she's giving you head, or you prefer the sloppy toppy?
The sloppy toppy, but I mean, it really don't matter. If you want to look cute doing it, you can, as long as you're doing it right.
Oh, okay. So doing it right to you doesn't matter, as long as it's in her mouth, it's right.
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
Okay, got it.